Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
No matter what may come my way.
grace and mercy. Do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God tonight for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in tonight to Care Church Incorporated Wednesday night Bible study. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm your host tonight. I will be filling in for the Honorable Bishop Mac Page on tonight. I am Elder Andre Prevost, Senior. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God just for being in his presence on tonight. Before we go any further, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to enlighten us with your revelation knowledge on tonight, Lord. And we open up our minds, our hearts, our ears, and we are receptive to receive what you have for us, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and do, Lord. Lord, we just want to magnify you on tonight and glorify your name. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And once again, we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. We want to thank everybody on the social media platforms on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio, everybody that's called in on the phone lines. Praise God. Tonight, amen, we're going to be coming out of John chapter 8. John chapter 8, amen, will be our primary scripture. Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God, hallelujah. But, of course, I like to open with Hosea 6. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 6. Praise God, amen. And it reads, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." Praise God. Hallelujah. I like opening up with this because it should open up our minds to the fact, hallelujah, that we shouldn't be turning away the knowledge of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not because without the knowledge of God, we will be destroyed. So the writer, Hosea, makes sure that we know this. Without the knowledge of God, we will be destroyed. Because we lack the knowledge, we don't have it. Praise God. But then when he tells us why we don't have it, it says, "Because thou hast rejected knowledge." Praise God. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available to us. It's just that when it was available, we rejected it. Much like, for example, when we were teenagers and our parents tried to tell us something. And we didn't listen to our parents because we thought we knew better than our parents, even though they lived our lives already. Praise God. It's just a rerun to them, but we rejected the knowledge that they gave us, that men only want one thing. Amen. That some of these women ain't all good women. Some of them are Jezebel. Praise God. Hallelujah. We rejected a lot of that knowledge. Don't hang, watch what your friends say and watch the people you hang around with. I don't trust old girl you hang around with. I don't like your friend. But we rejected that knowledge. And because we rejected that knowledge, amen, we had to suffer the consequences of not listening to our parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. It wasn't that the knowledge wasn't available to us. It's just that when it came, we rejected it. Praise God. So we ended up having sex before we should have. Praise God. We ended up getting in relationships before we should have. We ended up taking jobs, amen, before we should have. Amen. Making life decisions, amen, off of what we thought we knew. Praise God. Because we rejected the knowledge that God gave us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't there. We rejected it. And he said, "I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me." So we're going to be rejected because we rejected the knowledge of God. And the way the writer wrote it, some might interpret it that God's turning us away. We've turned ourselves away from God by rejecting the knowledge. Praise God. So we're going the opposite direction of God. Hallelujah. Whatever God had in mind for our lives, whatever our destiny would have been, we go in the opposite direction. Amen. Praise God. We're getting a, what you call a setback. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not a setup, but a setback because we rejected the knowledge that God gave us. Hallelujah. Therefore, thou shalt be no priest to me. We won't represent him. Nothing in our lives will show. Hallelujah, amen, that we are following God because of the knowledge that we rejected from, that we rejected from it. Praise God. And it says, see that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So now we passing down our knowledge to our children, to the next generation, instead of passing down the knowledge of God. I'm passing down what my daddy taught me. Hallelujah, instead of passing down what God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as we lead over into our focal verse tonight, John chapter 8, praise God. Tonight, amen, once again, we're talking about the same thing, repentance. Praise God, the changing of our minds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So when we go to John chapter 8, we know the story. Praise God. But a lot of times when we read the story, we focus in on the wrong things. Praise God. So it says, Jesus, amen, John chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, reading out of the King James Version. It says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, praise God, he came again unto the temple. And all of the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, let me pause and just set up the visual. Hallelujah. Praise God. So like it says, Jesus, this is one thing we have to notice, praise God. Jesus, amen, taught at the temple, not in the temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. He taught at the temple, not in the temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's very few times, amen, really, I can only recall one. But I don't want to get into it with you theologians out there that know a little bit more than me. But I can only recall one time where Jesus taught inside of the synagogue. Hallelujah, praise God. When he read out of the book of Isaiah and said, amen, you know that the Messiah is coming. He said, what I just read is fulfilled into your very eyes today. Praise God. Other than that, every time I saw Jesus teaching, he was outside of the synagogue. Hallelujah. He was in the vicinity of the synagogue. Or he was at somebody's house. Praise God. And he was just out in the wilderness somewhere teaching the word of God. Praise God. Say amen. So he wasn't in the temple. He was outside. Hallelujah. Of the temple. Praise God. See, a lot of us, amen, we want to get in the temple so bad. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said Jesus was outside the temple. Hallelujah. Teaching, not preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was teaching. Praise God. See, when you teach, you want somebody to learn something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus wanted us to learn something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the thing about, amen, the way the writer set up the text, amen, Jesus is already teaching. Words are already coming out of his mouth, praise God, but those words apparently weren't important to the writer. Hallelujah. Because the writer doesn't tell us what he was teaching to the people. Praise God. But the writer wants us to clue in on is the situation, amen, that's about to take place. Hallelujah. So the writer tells us that Jesus is sitting in front of the temple, praise God, and people are sitting around him while he's teaching. Now while he's teaching, verse 3 tells us that the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Amen. So in other words, she was couch cheating. Hallelujah. She was couch sneaking at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Praise God. Hallelujah. She was couch hopping at some back seats. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they caught her in the very act of doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And in verse 5 is when we pick back up, it says, now Moses, this is them talking to Jesus. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you that don't understand the old English, hallelujah, they basically saying, look, Moses said this. If you get caught cheating, you got to die. We got to stone you to death. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're saying that's what we were taught. That's what, amen, Moses said. But what do you say? And we know, those of us that know just a little bit about our Bibles, know that they were always trying to tempt Jesus. They always was trying to catch him slipping. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I like something Brother Brian said last week. He was saying, I don't get political. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of times we as ministers, we want to get political. We want to get caught up in the politics. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people love arguing over how you should be baptized. Amen. Praise. It's an argument. And the argument goes on and on and on and on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it never gets no further than that. They've been arguing about that for 1,000 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They can't just baptize in the name of Jesus and be through with it. Hallelujah. They got to keep arguing over it. They got to separate over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It causes confusion. That ain't nothing but the devil causing confusion in the body of Christ, because as long as you arguing about something, y'all can't never come together on nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And y'all, they've been fighting over this for 1,000 years and ain't moved past that. Glory to God. In other words, you've been arguing about this so long, you can't move forward to what God has for you. Glory to God. We stuck right here instead of moving forward. Paul said it like this in the book of Hebrews. Praise God. He said, amen, by now you should be further along. Hallelujah. You should be on meat. Glory to God. But we stuck on the milk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when the meat comes, we can't digest it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we've been on milk so long. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, praise God, still nursing on their mama breast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me this baby still, as grown as this baby is, as old as the church is, the body of Christ, y'all still arguing over this? Praise God. Okay, once we get them baptized, praise God, we're going to keep arguing over them being baptized and ain't going to never tell them, amen, what's next. Hallelujah. Something come after that. Glory to God. It's called a journey. Glory to God, hallelujah! But we done set up camp just like they did back in the wilderness when they left Egypt. We done left out of Egypt, but now we done set up camp in the wilderness, and we just gonna stay here. Glory to God, hallelujah! Instead of moving forward to the promise. Glory to God, hallelujah! So here come these scribes and Pharisees, amen, trying to get political with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I remember when I first read this, they would have got me. Hallelujah. Because I would have got political with them, because that ain't what the law of Moses say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would have got political. That ain't what it say. What it says was, if a man, hallelujah, is caught with a woman other than his wife, then he and that woman should be put to death. That's getting political, because you saying what the law say, but that ain't what the law say. Praise God. And back in the day, I would have probably started an argument with these Pharisees and these scribes. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been probably been like Gino. Give me chapter and verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
But Jesus didn't say none of that. Jesus didn't get political. First of all, Jesus is the law, so I know he know what he say. Glory to God. Jesus is the word. Hallelujah. So I know he know what it say, and that ain't what it say. It, first of all, amen, where is the man at? Uh-oh. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would have got political. Where is the dude at? Don't tell me she was caught in adultery by herself. Hallelujah. She had to have been caught with somebody. Hallelujah. So where is he at? Glory to God. Y'all just brought me the woman. Hallelujah. Where is the man? The law was written to him, not to her. Uh-oh. We don't want to get political. The law wasn't written to the woman. Hallelujah. The law was written to the man. So where is the man? But Jesus ain't do all that. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Somebody ought to say, thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus didn't get political. Jesus didn't get into, wait, well, hold up. It say this. Let me tell you exactly what it say. Hallelujah. Wait. Let me tell you what it say in the original Hebrew. Hallelujah. No, he ain't do all that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look in verse 6. They said, hallelujah, tempting him because, that they might accuse him. Praise God. Don't give people a reason. A lot of us fall into these political arguments. Glory to God, because you done got set up. Hallelujah, amen. By the enemy. Praise God. The devil's the one that want to keep us stuck. Hallelujah. Arguing over stuff we really don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of stuff we really waiting to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know what's written. I know what the Bible say. I got faith in all this that's going to happen. But I'm really waiting. I don't really know what heaven looks like. I'm waiting to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men. So I can't really fathom or imagine what it is. Hallelujah. I'll find out one day, praise God, with my casket in front of the altar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But until then, I'm not going to argue over things that eyes have not seen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to argue over things ears have not heard. I'm not going to argue over things that have not entered into the hearts of men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We going to concentrate on what Jesus did. They said it to tempting him that they might accuse him, but Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. He acted like he didn't even hear them. Praise God. Now, when you set up the scene again, remember Jesus was teaching. He's in the middle of talking. So he done set what he was doing to the side, and now he's ignoring them. And I done heard preachers sit here and speculate. That's what I call it, speculate, on what Jesus wrote in the dirt. He wrote all their names down and all the sins they had committed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was sitting there adding this and adding that. You don't know what he wrote in that dirt. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's one thing Gino be right about. We need to quit lying to people. We don't know what Jesus wrote. Hallelujah. Do the text say what Jesus wrote? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So why are we telling people what Jesus wrote this and Jesus wrote that? Bottom line, he act like he didn't hear them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in my mind, what he's doing is he's giving himself time to think about his answer about what he's going to say. Praise God. See, the scripture tells us, when we go back to the scripture, the scripture say be slow to talk. Hallelujah. And quick to listen. A lot of us are quick to talk, and we act like we listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we really just heard a little bit of what you said, and I'm ready. I already got a comeback. Hallelujah. I already know what I'm going to say. So we got to sit down and think about what we going to say. Praise God. We got to ask God to give me what to say. Praise God. Because if we come out of our own mind, We're going to come with the wrong thing. Like I said, I'd have been sitting there arguing with them. First of all, the law don't say that. Second of all, where the man at? Third of all, I know y'all just here to tempt me. And fourth of all, I've just been going off, glory to God, in front of the people I was just teaching. Hallelujah, praise God. What kind of example would I have been setting if I'm teaching these people? Then these people come up accusing me. I have to set the example. Praise God. Paul said it like this. We love Paul, right? Well, Paul said it like this. Paul said, don't argue over vain doctrine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Vain doctrine. If you look up that word vain, hallelujah, that's where we get the word vanity. You know, vanity meaning where you can see yourself. Don't argue over doctrine trying to say you right. Hallelujah, praise God. And he say, especially among the unbelievers. And the unbelievers are really the new believers. Praise God. You know, they just joined church, and you sitting there arguing in front of them, causing them to be confused. Praise God. Well, y'all ain't no better than the church people. Than the worldly people. Y'all in here arguing. Glory to God. About to go to hands. Amen. On whether or not the letter J was even invented at the time of Jesus. We about to fight. Lord have mercy. In front of the little ones. And Jesus said, if you cause these little ones to go to strength, it's better that you have a millstone around your neck in the middle of the sea. He said, it's better that you drown mafia style. Hallelujah, than to argue and lead these little children astray. Praise God, hallelujah. Like they say, like them parents say, I don't know where they get that from. I do. Glory to God, they got it from you. Praise God, I can't look at none of my children and say, I don't know where they get that from. Glory to God, no, I'm looking in the mirror. Glory to God, I know where they got it from. Glory to God, hallelujah. So it's the same with the babes in Christ. We have to be the example. Praise God. And sitting there arguing ain't the example. Remember, he got students right there he's trying to teach. These ain't the disciples. Praise God. Remember, he talked to the disciples differently than he talked to the people. Praise God. He will be able to behave differently around the disciples than he was in front of the people. Even the disciples asked him, why do you talk to the people in parables? And he said, because y'all understand what I say straight up. But with them, I got to speak in code for them to get to understand what I'm saying. Glory to God. That's why a lot of preachers be saying, you know, Jesus taught about money. He wasn't teaching about money. Glory. He used money as an example to teach about the kingdom of heaven. He started it out with the kingdom of heaven is like. Hallelujah. But the preacher will tell you Jesus taught about money more than anything else. Yeah, because that's the only thing you understand. Hallelujah. I got to put it in the money so you can understand the kingdom of God. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But back to the text, praise God. Verse 7, so when they continued asking him, yo, Jesus, you ain't here? You ain't hear what I just asked you? We just caught this woman in adultery. Now, what do you say? Moses say this. You act like you're on his all of a sudden. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says he lifted up himself and said unto him, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that got no sin. In other words, okay, you right. I'm going to let you have that one. You right. That's what the book say. But what you don't understand that only the person with no sin can judge somebody who has sin. Glory to God. See that lesson all up in there, and we miss it. See, you got to be sin-free in order to judge me. Glory to God, hallelujah. You don't have the authority, glory to God, to judge me. Hallelujah, praise God. You can possibly try to correct me, glory to God, but you can't pass judgment on me. And that's where the line gets blurred, because a lot of people got judgment confused with correction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when you're judging me, you telling me where I'm going, how I'm going to get there. You going to hell in a handbasket with gasoline draws on. Oh, really? I am. Praise God. Like, I guess you got a hell to put me in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you might be going there. You might be going there. You might beat me there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what these people are doing. Hallelujah. So Jesus is, in essence, is teaching two lessons here. Praise God. The first lesson is to the people who are trying to judge this woman. You don't have the authority to judge anybody. Praise God. I know that's what the law says. Praise God. But only someone who is sinless can fulfill the law. Praise God. He basically saying, without saying it, that's why I'm here. Praise God, because y'all don't have that kind of authority. Hallelujah, praise God. But if one of y'all don't have no sin, praise God, feel free to go ahead and throw your rock. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. He said what he had to say. Hallelujah, and then shut up. Oh, Lord, that's so hard for us preachers to do. It's hard for a preacher to say what God told him to say and then shut up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said what he had to say and shut. That's all. I'm not adding from it. I'm not taking away from it. I'm not adding to it. This is what it is. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you ain't got no sin, go ahead and cast your stone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us need to stand up in the pulpit and say that to our congregation. If you ain't got no sin, quit going home gossiping about Brother Jones. Hallelujah. Praise God. Quit gossiping about the choir director. Hallelujah. Amen. Being a homosexual. Amen. When you sleeping around, both of y'all going to hell together. According to Leviticus 16:18, praise God, hallelujah. You're not exempt, praise God. You cannot judge, hallelujah, praise God. Matter of fact, Jesus said it like this: judge not, yet ye be judged. And by the same measure that you judge others, God gonna judge you. Now the penalty for every sin is death. Hallelujah. The penalty for every sin is death. So if you condemn me, you might as well go and shoot yourself in the head too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch this, verse 9. He say, and they which heard it, those that heard him say, you know, whoever ain't got no sin, cast the first stone. Being convicted by their own conscience. Hallelujah. Being convicted by their own conscience. I know what I done did. Hallelujah, that I ain't been caught. See, that's the thing. This woman got caught. Glory to God. A lot of us ain't got caught. Praise God. Happily married 45, 50 years. Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody ain't get caught. Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. But convicted by their own conscience. Went out one by one. Look, she said, leave that alone. Went out one by one. Hallelujah. Beginning at the eldest person. The oldest person, they had to walk off first. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the older you are, the longer your list is. You know, I learned when you get saved, your list don't stop. It just kind of slow down. Glory to God. Because you still learning. You ain't perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it ain't like you stopped adding on to this list. Hallelujah. You just slowed down. Hallelujah. Because you're trying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And say, even to the last. Even to the last. So the last is the youngest. Glory to God. So the youngest person had to walk off. The baby had to leave. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, they had the babies. When they say the last, that was a child. That was a child. We think maybe that was a young adult. No, that was a child. Back in those days, they gave the babies rocks and told them, baby, you got to get in on this. You're going to throw the rock too. Hallelujah. Praise God. The babies say, I got to walk away because I got sin in my life. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. So from the eldest to the youngest, nobody could judge this woman. Hallelujah. So the first lesson to the people or to us is you can't judge nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it another way. Before you can take the speck of dust out of your brother's eye, first you got to take that big plank out of your eye. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's crazy how you got a plank in your eye and can't see nothing wrong with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it say, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Praise God. So it's just Jesus and this woman standing alone in the middle. Praise, in the middle of what? The students are still there. Praise God. The students wasn't with this mob. The students was already there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to say miss. What is he in the middle of? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's still in the middle of the people that came to hear him talk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That lets you know everybody in church ain't there for an ulterior motive. Some of us come to church to learn something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, and look who came to start mess. It was the Pharisees and the scribes. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, don't be like the Pharisees in there. Hallelujah. That wear the long robes and won't all the tables be seated first at all the events. Hallelujah. And be seated at the executive tables. Glory to God. He say, don't be like the. He say, beware of they living. He say, watch them people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because here they come with their accusations. Here they come trying to start mess. Here they come trying to condemn. These supposed to be the people of God. Hallelujah. The Pharisees are the leaders. The scribes know the word of God back and forth, up and down. Hallelujah. But here they is. Amen. Ain't offering no grace. Ain't offering no mercy. Hallelujah. They offering a condemnation. They offering judgment. Glory to God. They ain't offering no help. Hallelujah. And all too many times, that's what we do. We judge instead of trying to figure out what's wrong. That's what's wrong with our justice system. We so quick to lock somebody up instead of trying to fix the problem. Ain't nobody just robbing somebody just to rob them. Something wrong. Hallelujah. Somebody needs some help somewhere. And then maybe we can stop this cycle. Praise God. But instead of, amen, us ending it in the church, we continue it in the church. And that's why people get church hurt. Praise God. And say, I'm not going back to that church because everybody that ain't doing stuff the way they want to do it, going to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw no one but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Where are them people that brought you here? Praise God. Where are them people that was passing judgment on you? Where are them people that was talking about you? Praise God. Where are them people that was hating on you? Where are them people that keep bringing up your past at? Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Have no man condemned thee? You mean to tell me, hallelujah, they ain't condemned you? Praise God, hallelujah. Verse 11 says, she said, no. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So what is he doing? See his whole, when we go back, we learned that when Jesus first started teaching, he said, he came preaching repentance. Repentance meaning a change of mind. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's all when we go back through the scriptures, that's all Jesus was teaching, change your mind about this. Praise God. He didn't get into the basics. Glory to God. Even remember when the man came up and said, how do I get to heaven? He said, you know the commandments. I ain't finna, you know, teach a sermon about it. You should know about that already. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is something old. Praise God. I was telling my son just the other day, I say, I realize I get bored in church. I get bored in some churches. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to figure out why I get bored in church. I love the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I was raised in church, and I've been hearing the same thing. Hallelujah. We ain't moved forward from this. It got to be more than this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we still stuck on, are you going to hell or not? Are you condemned? Or you did this. You did that. Your past, praise God. People get mad at Joel because Joel Osteen say, you know, you messed up. You know, don't fall. Don't condemn yourself. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Move forward. God got stuff for you. That's what Jesus was teaching. That's what he's teaching right here. First of all, he's taught the people that you have no authority to condemn anybody. Now he's trying to teach her that man don't have authority to condemn you. Hallelujah. That they ain't no better than you. You see, each and every one of them dropped their stones. Hallelujah. Everybody dropped their stones from the oldest to the youngest. Hallelujah. Amen. We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So no man has authority over you to condemn you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, watch this. He tells us, amen, neither do I condemn thee. I have the authority to do it, but I don't. Glory to God. And that's the message people need to know. Yeah, you did wrong. Yeah, God had the authority to condemn you for what you did. But he don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't. We started telling them what they did was wrong. Praise God. You watch this. Everybody on this line that did something wrong, and you don't need me to tell you more than twice you did it wrong. Hallelujah. I know what I did was wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. By you continuously telling me what I did was wrong keeps me in that condemnation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's not what Jesus told them. Jesus said, hallelujah, amen, neither do I not go and sin no more. Hallelujah. And a lot of people, I've heard preachers say he told her to go sin no more, that there was a command for her to stop sinning. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what if it was him trying to change her mind? A lot of times we continue with the sin that we did. Hallelujah. Because you told me I'm going to hell for it. Glory to God. You put in my mind, I'm already going to hell for what I've done. Hallelujah. So in my mind, I'm like, if I'm going to hell for it, I might as well keep doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we continue to bring up somebody's shortcoming, hallelujah, we continue to mentally take them to a place, hallelujah, of self-condemnation. Glory to God. It'd be years later. You take them way back. Well, you remember what you did way back in the day? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I thank God for Jesus, because God say, I take your sins and cast it into a sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you asking God to forgive you for stuff that he done forgot about. Lord, have mercy. No, your wife ain't forget about it. No, she ain't. Your husband didn't forget. Your kids ain't forget. Glory to God. Your parents ain't forget. Your homegirl that you stole her man at the prom, she ain't forgot. Hallelujah. Amen. All these years later, she remember. But God has chosen. Hallelujah. We talking about an omnipotent God now. And he himself said, I have chose to forget your faults. Hallelujah. Once you reach a point of repentance, hallelujah, amen, we done wiped the slate clean. I don't know what you're talking about no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now you can go, you can sin no more because you are no longer stuck in a mindset of condemnation. Because what has happened is you have been surrounded by people who have condemned you for what you did. Hallelujah, praise God. Now I have exited them people from your life. Now it ain't but one other person, hallelujah, that's holding you in condemnation, and it ain't me. Hallelujah, he's saying it's you. You are the one holding yourself in that condemnation. Hallelujah. You are the one that won't forgive yourself. You will forgive everybody else around you. You one of them people. I don't know who the Lord is talking to. You one of them people. You forgive everybody around you, but you won't forgive yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is telling this woman, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen, that you can go and sin no more because them people do not have the authority, hallelujah, to condemn you. I, who have the authority, don't condemn you, praise God. So that just leaves one other person, and that's you. So you need to change your mind. You cannot stay stuck in a place of defeat. Praise God, hallelujah. You cannot stay stuck in a place, amen, that you can move on from. You are choosing, hallelujah, to keep yourself in that place because you won't forgive yourself. Praise God, hallelujah. But anybody, even a scientist will tell you, hallelujah, amen, everything they do as a scientist is trial and error. Trial and error. In other words, they keep working on something and they keep messing it up till they get it right. What we get is the final product, like WD-40. Hallelujah, that spray we spray on things when it's rusted and we need it to move. Praise God, that WD-40 spray is called WD-40 because 40 was the number of the last prototype, praise God, the last formula. So it was 39 formulas before they got to 40. They messed up 39 times, praise God, before they got it right. Hallelujah. See, with God, see, people in God are different. If you keep messing, that's why God said you got to have the faith to forgive him 70 times a day. Hallelujah. Because I'm not God. I ain't going to forget what you just did 5 minutes ago. Glory to God. I ain't going to forget what you did 2 years ago. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can try my best to move forward and forgive you for it, but that don't mean I forgot about it. I'm still watching at the corner of my eye. I don't trust you like that. Glory to God. But God say, amen, I forget about it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We thank God for Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah, because we can move on in our walk with the Lord. You may end up getting a divorce, glory to God, because she ain't going to forget. She saw the numbers in the phone. You, whatever the case may be, praise God, hallelujah, they ain't going to forget. But God say, I have chosen. Hallelujah, to turn my back on your sin, and I don't look behind myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to let people know, yeah, you messed up. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need to be like that. Was it Donnie Clerkin? McClurkin, praise God. Hallelujah. We fall down, but we get back up. Hallelujah. And we move forward. Praise God, hallelujah. The word mistake, amen, praise God, is just what it says. It's a mistake. Mistake. Like those of you, y'all know about movies, when you shoot a scene, amen, and you don't get it right the first time, it's not called a mistake. It's called a mistake. Hallelujah. We messed up that take. Let's do another take. Praise God, because we missed that one. Hallelujah. You got to start looking at the events of life like that was a mistake. I got to do this again, and the next time I do it, I'm going to get it right. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus is trying to tell this woman. Don't let people keep you locked into the sin that you once did, the one shortcoming that you committed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even if you did it multiple times, it's still one thing that you did. You just did it a lot. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just stop. Once you stop doing it, you can't live like I used to do this. You got to be like Paul. Remember Paul, hallelujah, started telling people, I have done nothing wrong to no man. Praise God. He started living a whole new life. And I remember I used to read that and get upset with Paul. How you going to say you ain't did wrong to no man? You done held this man's coat while they done stoned this man to death, and you saying you ain't did wrong to no man? Praise God. Hallelujah. But that was the old man. Hallelujah. This is the new man talking. And the new man has done wrong to no man. Hallelujah. Yeah, the old man lied. The old man cheated. Hallelujah. The old woman lied. The old woman cheated. The old woman schemed. The old man manipulated. Hallelujah. But we no longer them. Hallelujah. Therefore, since I'm no longer in that mindset, since I'm no longer a man in the mind of I'm already condemned, praise God. Hallelujah. We've been living life like we in jail and we got a life sentence. Hallelujah. If I got life, it don't matter what I do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can kill a couple other inmates. I can smack a couple of guards. I can smuggle some contraband in here. Praise God. I can do whatever I want. I can run this jail because I'm going to be here for life anyway. So I might as well raise hell while I'm here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to tell us that our conviction was overturned. Hallelujah. That there was an appeal. There was a reprieve. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we no longer have to live life in condemnation like he told this woman. Hallelujah. He let this woman know point blank, praise God, they can't condemn you, I don't condemn you, and you shouldn't condemn yourself because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody had to do a do-over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That ain't your first love. Hallelujah. You messed up until you got to that one. Praise God, hallelujah. And then you said, well, either they messed up or you messed up, or somewhere along the way you said, I ain't going to mess up no more. Glory to God. That's what you hear old people say, if I knew then, hallelujah, what I knew now, glory to God, I'd still be married to George. If I knew then what I knew now, I still have little mama I met back in 1972. I still have her if I knew what I knew now. Glory to God. I still have that job. I might own the company by now if I knew then, hallelujah, what I knew now. Praise God. But you got to look at that like that was a mistake. I had to do another take. Glory to God. We had to shoot that scene over with because your life is a movie and you the star. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm a co-star in your movie. Glory to God. Y'all are co-stars in my movie. Hallelujah, but this is my movie. Glory to God. So if I mess a scene up, all I got to do is reshoot. I ain't got to be stuck, oh, that scene messed up. The movie ain't going to work. We might as well trash the budget. Glory to God, hallelujah, and just call it a day. No, it was a mistake. Hallelujah. Now I got to do this again. And this time when I do it, I'm going to do it right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next time you get that job, you're going to do it right. Hallelujah. Next time you get an opportunity to raise a child, you're going to do it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you realize that was a mistake. I ain't got to keep living the way I was. All it takes is a change. Hallelujah. Like the pastor said a couple of weeks ago, all you got to do is make a decision. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep doing that like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't got to live up to a reputation that I have. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't have to live up to what people think about me. Glory to God. Like I heard Coach Brown say, why should I worry about what you think about me? Your opinion of me is not the opinion I have for myself. Glory to God. What is the opinion you have of yourself? Just like the Hebrew children, we finna get out of here. Like the Hebrew children in the wilderness, praise God. They said when they came back from scoping out the promised land, we like grasshoppers in our own sight. Hallelujah. So were we in their sight. In other words, we looked at ourselves as small. Hallelujah. I got low self-esteem. And they can tell I got low self-esteem. And they treating me like I got low self-esteem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to change the way you think about yourself. Praise God. You are not, hallelujah, the cheater they say you are. You're not the liar they say you are. You're not the thief, the manipulator they say you are. You ain't messy like they say you are. You've been messy, but you ain't messy. Hallelujah. Why? Because I can stop a behavior. A behavior does not define who I am. Glory to God. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell this woman. Yeah, you committed adultery. Hallelujah. But that doesn't make you an adulterer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That makes you a person who made a mistake. Glory to God, hallelujah. And anytime you make a mistake, you can always do it over again. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. So as we close tonight, praise God, hallelujah, we don't have the power to condemn others. And other people don't have the power to condemn you. Praise God. So don't allow people. Hallelujah. Don't give people authority over you. There we go. Hallelujah. Don't let them have that kind of authority over you where they can judge you to the point that you put yourself in condemnation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the blind man, amen? It was a couple of blind men, but one of the blind men, Jesus had to lead him out of the town. Praise God. Then he spit in his face, laid hands on him. Hallelujah. And he asked him, could he see? He said, yeah, I can see, but I see men walking around as trees. I see men walking around as trees. I see men towering over me. Hallelujah. In other words, I see men bigger than what they are. Hallelujah. They just flesh and blood, just like you. Hallelujah. Even in the court system, you can know in your heart that judge ain't no better than you. Hallelujah. The jury, they sure ain't no better than you. Glory to God. They're a jury of your peers. Them people, they pulled out the job. Hallelujah. Praise God. The police ain't no better than you because they got a badge. Glory to God. Yeah, you respect their authority so they won't shoot you, but they ain't no better than you. Hallelujah. The preacher ain't no better than you. Praise God. If the preacher was better than you, they would stay out the news. Hallelujah. Praise God. They wouldn't be on TMZ, and they wouldn't have all these YouTube videos with all these voicemails and recordings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Martin Luther King had a dream. Hallelujah. Amen. But he had some stuff going on behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The greatest of people ain't no better than you. So they can't judge you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But so you have to stop judging yourself. Stop looking at yourself as a condemned person. Hallelujah. Stop looking at yourself like a sinner, like a player. Hallelujah. Amen. Like you loose. Praise God. We ain't going to say the other words. Just stop looking at yourself like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that will take you out of condemnation. You got to change your mind about who you are. I'm not what they say I am. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, that was St. John chapter 8. Praise God. St. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, the adulterous woman, praise God. And that's all I have for tonight. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Anybody have a testimony, comment, prayer request? Phone lines are open. Praise God.
Well, amen. Thank you again, Brother Prevo. That's a good word, a real good word. I guess, like you said, we have to know who we are. And who God has made us. And it doesn't matter what other people say, that you got to know who God made you. And whoever God made you, can't nobody change what God made you. Because everything God said he did, he's done it. But a lot of times, I guess we get back to the saying that we don't believe what God said. And I believe that's a whole, that's a whole thing of unbelief, that we're still full of unbelief. Everything that God said he's done for us, we don't believe it. If God said, I made you fit, we don't believe it. If God said, I'm forgiving you, we don't believe it. If God said he cast away all our sin, we don't believe it. And then, like you said, we hold ourselves guilty to our past. And one thing I know, I can't change my past. What I've done it, I've done it. I have to keep on moving. If I keep looking back at that, like I say, it's hard to move forward when you're looking back. And that's what Jesus tells us, don't look back. Keep going. So I thank you for that word, Seth, because sometimes we do catch ourselves in the condemnation because of our past. And if God said he'd have forgiven your past, why are we holding on to it? And so, brother, thank you for that word. And I hear a brother say sometimes, man, I wish a lot of things I did, I wish I hadn't did it. Well, amen. You did them, though. But God forgave you for it. And so why worry about it? And so now, you know, it's good to open up sometimes because the enemy sometimes will hold you down because whatever you're feeling guilty about, you need to confess it. You know, sometimes we call that a hidden sin or hidden faults. Confess your faults one to another so you can be healed. And if we do that, we can move on and stop looking down at ourselves. I know I get in that shape sometimes. I get to looking. And well, Lord, why this and why that? And get to moaning and groaning and all kind of things. And then sometimes the Lord just helps us speak. Well, I told you to go head on and not to be worried about that. I'm going to take care of it. But I can't receive. Well, I can't receive that. Lord, you know. Lord, you know. So thank God for that word. Anyway, that was a good word there. We can't judge nobody else, and we have to quit doing that. So I thank God that, you know, we like to say that at church, that everybody's welcome because we don't look down on nobody. No matter what you've done in your past, we don't look down on you because we done did it too. And then we probably did more than you've done.
Amen.
And so, but I'm not going to hold myself in condemnation. I'd be like Paul said, I was ignorant. I was blind and ignorant of what I did. But the Lord had mercy on me and called me out from that. And so now I am what I am by the grace of God. God bless.
Amen. Amen. We thank Bishop Page for those comments. Amen. Like Paul said, I'm reaching for the things that are before me, and I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. We got to forget who we used to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why when people don't let, another thing we can't let people do is when they say, oh, now that you done got saved, you act like you ain't never done nothing wrong. I'm supposed to. I'm not supposed to still act like a sinner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else?
Excuse me. I just want to thank God just for his peace, his joy, his love, his mercy, his grace, his long suffering, his faithfulness. I just want to thank you for those things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Lady Rebecca on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, without those things, Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
I know, right? Yes.
Hallelujah. Anybody else on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God on tonight. Amen. Everybody that called in, hallelujah. Everybody that tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. We remind you, make sure if you called in, amen, or tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, or If you tuned in on Facebook, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind you, amen, to make sure you tune in every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Care Church Incorporated, praise God, hallelujah, with Bishop Matt Page bringing you the weekly message, hallelujah, praise God, every week, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on Facebook, TikTok, Blog Talk Radio, the phone lines, hallelujah, meet me here, hallelujah, at 11 o'clock, amen, praise God, Sunday morning, Central Standard Time. That's 9 o'clock if you're on the West Coast, 10 o'clock if you're Midwest, like I said, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And if you're over there on the East Coast, it's at noon sharp. Amen. Praise God. And we do start on time. So you tune in on time. Praise God. You will be blessed on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for everybody that tuned in, everybody that called in on tonight. Amen. We've certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for the fact, hallelujah, that we are not condemned and we no longer have to live in condemnation, Lord. Hallelujah, that you haven't condemned us and no man has the authority to, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for second, third, fourth, and fifth chances on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of Care Church Incorporated, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. I always say, don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed one. Glory to God.
Amen.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my a new world.